This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I've been meaning to get to this clip. Charlemagne the God, who's an incredibly successful radio broadcaster, he was grilling Eric Swalwell, the tutor, on how Democrats can be trusted after they lied to us so long about Biden, here on our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG. Let's begin there, shall we? Cut 31.
Why should we ever trust the Democratic Party after they lied to us so long about President Biden? And I'm big on this because I just read the original Senate. I'm just like, I don't see. I think that Democrats have tried every strategy except for two things: honesty and courage.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people who are courageous right now in the Democratic Party. Our bread and butter issue, our dance with the one that brought you, is health care. People have always trusted us on health care. That's our issue from President Johnson to President Obama to when Donald Trump tried to take it away. That's how we won the House in 2018. And now this reconciliation bill is going to take 14 million people off their health care. We're not only going to protect health care, because I think protecting health care is not enough. We need to invest in cures. And these motherfuckers firing cancer doctors. So we have a real clean contrast. We're for cures, they're for cancer, right? Like that, so like that's why you should trust us, because 40% of Americans are going to get a phone call from a doctor to say, I'm sorry, you have cancer. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to, if it doesn't come to you, it's going to come to someone you know. And so you want the party that believes in your health care and that you have a right to fight it and not go broke. And I think we have a chance to do that.
I think you're full of it. I think you're completely full of it. By the way, Swalwell is proud that Republicans make fun of him for sleeping with a Chinese spy, Fang Fang. And they're just mad, you know, they're just mad because, you know, you didn't get a Chinese spy in the sack, I guess. Cut 29.
Did the Chinese spy scandal hurt your credibility? Or did Republicans just weaponize like a nothing burger, so to speak?
You know, the fact that the FBI and the House Ethics Committee said it was bull. Like, I would hope that would be enough, but, like, in a disinformation society, like, I recognize that it's everyone on the right's favorite meme. My wife tells me all the time, you know what? The second they're not going after you, you're not effective.
Mm-hmm. No, we just go after you because you're a dope. And by the way, I think you're more well-known, don't you think, for Breaking Wind live on television than Fang Fang? I mean, Matt DeSantis, that's, like, teeing you up right there for that. It's your favorite.
Oh, sorry.
Favorite moment.
I was monitoring the news. I don't even have the clip.
No, I know. The Senate, we thought we were going to hear the senators speak outside the White House, but Fox bailed on it just a moment ago.
I actually did just find a link to it. If you want to carry it, just buy me 30 seconds while I get it to Justin.
Yeah, no problem. Can I play Lulu is a Rhinoceros, the official trailer?
Sure.
All right, cut 30. Let me set this up. So today, Reagan, my daughter Reagan, had her kindergarten screening. hard to believe that my little 5-year-old girl is going to kindergarten in September. And the school does a screening to make sure, evaluate her for where she is academically and everything like that. So we had some time to kill today. So me and Regs did a little walk, and then she wanted to watch a show together, and I had to get ready for work. So I put on a show for her, and this trailer came on for this show called Lulu is a Rhinoceros. And at the end of the trailer, Reagan said, "Dad, I don't want to watch that." And I said, "Good, honey, because it's just a trailer." But I realized it's very obvious what this is. And this is code here again for the grooming of our children with the transgender agenda. Transgender agenda. So this is Lulu is a Rhinoceros, official trailer, cut 30.
Good morning, beautiful world. I am Lulu. Good morning, beautiful you. And I am a rhinoceros.
Wait, Bob, did she say she's a rhinoceros?
I sure did.
I thought rhinos are supposed to have horns.
Brain freeze. Look around, feel the energy and love. Being a rhino isn't about how I look.
It's about helping others.
The world is a better place by far. I'm on a mission of sorts, encouraging everybody to do one simple act of kindness every day.
Thank you.
And it starts now. Ugh. Actually, now. Did you know, if you love yourself and let it show,
the world will smile at you with a big rainbow.
I got this!
I didn't know bananas could fly.
However you start your day, take care of you in your own way. Now that I knew,
I am brave, kind, and I love who I am.
Did you ever just see something and your brain's just like, that's new?
Good morning, beautiful you.
So again, under the guise of kindness and being kind to everybody, this animal that identifies as a rhinoceros, we're supposed to then accept that and embrace it. And you heard the rainbow thing in there. And it's very much like that. There was another show on Netflix about this. It was like a buffalo or something that identified, it was a bison, right? That identified as an alligator or something. You remember that?
Yeah, I think it was a bison.
Yeah, it's just, so anyway, steer clear of that and just be aware of the indoctrination efforts of the left to always go after your kids. All right, we have the senators speaking.
And I think it was a reminder that we are all in this together. This is a team effort, and everybody is going to be rowing in the same direction to get this across the finish line. Failure is not an option, and we didn't intend to deliver, along with the president, for the American people on the things that he committed to do and that we committed to do in terms of the agenda. And so the reconciliation bill will be positive for growth. It'll be good for the economy. It'll create better paying jobs, and we intend on energy, on national security, on spending reductions, on tax policy, on border security, all of those areas to address the issues the American people care about to make them more safe, more secure, and more prosperous in the future. Senator Barrasso.
Senator. Sorry.
That's good. Well, Republicans are committed to a safe and prosperous America. And that's what this bill does. It provides for safety as well as prosperity for the American people. We shared with the president the fact that the American people trust Republicans much more on the economy than they do the Democrats. And this bill does what the American people want us to do. And the number one and most important thing is that this bill prevents a $4 trillion tax increase, which would be the largest tax increase in the history of the country. Democrats want that tax increase to come into place. Republicans are going to stop it. Additionally, I'm a doctor, took care of patients for a long, long time, took care of many, many patients on Medicaid. We need to strengthen Medicaid for the people that it's designed to take care of. And that means we have to stop paying, the taxpayers need to stop paying for Medicaid for illegal immigrants. We're going to unleash American energy. All of these things are going to lower costs, increase wages, and put more money into people's pockets.
As has been said, we had a very, very robust and helpful discussion with the president today. Everyone was
was able to get their concerns voiced and their hopes identified. We have very strong support, and we have very strong unity in moving forward to make sure that we don't give America the biggest tax increase in the history of the country. A $4.3 trillion tax increase. There's a lot of talk about this is a tax cut for the wealthy. This is a $2.6 trillion tax increase on people making less than $400,000, and the vast majority of that is for the middle and lower middle income categories. And small businesses and large businesses alike are looking to invest capital in America and increase the growth rate of our economy. You're seeing that kind of investment already happen in anticipation of this bill. So all the talk about how this bill is going to generate a reduction or an increase in our deficit is absolutely wrong. The fact is we're going to see the same dynamic develop after this bill is passed that we saw in 27 when we passed the bill, and that is the economy is going to explode in capital formation, jobs will increase, wages will increase, benefits will increase, and unemployment will go down, as will inflation. And we're going to see the kind of growth and strength that this country wants to be delivered from this legislation.
Senator Thune, I mean, this is a big issue. You gave that interview. And is the president with you on reopening up the SALT conversation?
SALT always comes up. It's an issue that there's a lot of passion for and about among Republican senators. Obviously, the House has different equities when it comes to that issue. But we'll work it out. I mean, we obviously realize that anything we do also has to pass the House of Representatives. It's got to be something that the president's willing to sign into law. And I think the president understands the dynamic in both the House and the Senate and why it was necessary to do something on SALT in the House. And we also understand that we're going to have to probably do something there. But we also start from a position that there really isn't a single Republican senator who cares much about the SALT issue. It's just not an issue that plays. Most of our states, we're states that are low-tax states, and we don't think that low-tax states ought to be subsidizing high-tax states. So as a matter of policy, in my view, I think we would all agree in 2017 that was one of the best reforms we had in the bill. But as we understand that it's about 51 and 218. So we will work with our House counterparts and with the White House to try and get that issue in a place where we can deliver the votes and get the bill across the finish line.
Senator, do you think Elon Musk is trying to kill this bill?
Well, I can't speak to, you know, his reasons other than what he stated. And I think that what he stated was that he thought it was something that would add to the deficit. And we believe the opposite. We believe that if you take the CBO assumptions, which were dramatically off when it came to the 2017 tax bill, but if you take pretty much everybody else's economic modeling and you realize there's going to be growth as a result of passing this bill, that growth generates additional government revenue. And over time, you end up not increasing the deficit, but reducing the deficit.
Are you worried your members are going to start listening to you?
Well, I think our members understand kind of the whole, you know, CBO scoring model game here in Washington. So I think at the end of the day, most of our members want to pass a bill that they believe is going to be stimulative, that's going to create growth in the economy, create better paying jobs, and therefore generate more government revenue, not less.
Senator, just to follow up on that, Elon Musk said today that the bill should be killed and that you should start all over. Are you saying that that's not going to happen?
No, I mean, we're a long ways down this track, and we realize that this is a bill that the House spent a lot of time analyzing. We've had like 18 different meetings now with the Senate Finance Committee, and we're committed to making a law that will make the lives of the American people better. And so we are moving forward, and I'm hopeful that at the end we'll have 51 votes in the Senate, and whenever the bill goes back to the House, they'll have the requisite number to put it on the president's desk. So this is the wheels are in motion on this. As I said before, failure is not an option. We will get this done one way or the other, and it's not going to be easy. It's complicated.
Senator, do you support the AI?
Last question.
Did you talk about the rescissions package with the president?
Well, I think there's interest, as you know, in a rescissions package, and so it was. I think it was touched upon that also would be a piece of the overall effort to try and to rein in the size, the cost of government, and to get our country on a more sustainable fiscal path. So, rescissions is an issue there. Obviously, the White House has sent a package forward. I assume there may be others that come. Most of the rescissions bills deal with discretionary spending, which is also subject to the annual appropriations process in the Congress. But what we're talking about here, obviously, is reconciliation, which deals with mandatory spending and with tax policy and health care policy and a whole range of other things. So we feel good about where we are. We think the House gave us a good product to work with, but we think we can refine it, improve it, strengthen it, and be prepared to put something on the
table. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Is that it? It's over? All right. The AI provision, by the way, that they're talking about has to do with spending $500 billion on AI. And this issue, they're avoiding this like the plague, you can tell, in the Senate bill. And look, it's an important thing to understand here what's going on with this. The provision within it, Marjorie Taylor Greene has already come out and said she's a hard no on this if this goes forward. It would ban state regulation of artificial intelligence under the bill. And she said full transparency. See if I can get the exact quote here. So full transparency. I did not know about this section on pages 278 to 279 of the One Big Beautiful Bill. It strips states of the right to make laws or regulate AI for 10 years. I am adamantly opposed to this and it is a violation of states' rights. And I would have voted no if I had known it was in there. We have no idea what AI will be capable of in the next 10 years. And giving it free rein and tying state hands is potentially dangerous. And she's not the only one speaking out on this, by the way. The other thing, in addition to that, it's the cost. But you got a lot of people locally speaking out on this, like Dave Sunday, who is the Attorney General of Pennsylvania. He's come out against this. A lot of state lawmakers have come out against this and said, you can't tie our hands like this. For the federal government to ban states from being able to regulate AI is just, you know, absolutely far too much federal government overreach. The argument of the proponents of that say, well, we can't have a patchwork of state laws around artificial intelligence, they say. By the way, this is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com. But we'll talk more about that in the next couple of days. This is not going to be decided anytime soon, but that's the AI part of it that reporter was yelling about. Look, I love freedom. I love liberty. I love Bob's Little Sports Shop. And I am so excited that after all this time, they are now our newest sponsor to the show, Bob's Little Sports Shop on Delsey Drive in Glassboro. That's right. It's a fantastic store. All you need by way of product and expertise is under one roof. And this year, Bob's Little Sports Shop marks an incredible milestone celebrating 60 years in business. Join their staff June 24th through the 28th for specials throughout the store. Bob's will have a limited number of very special commemorative Henry rifles for sale. So go in to check out their incredible inventory and this milestone event of 60 years in business being celebrated all during June and with a special week of sales from June 24th through June 28th. Military discounts as well. That's right. I love Bob's Little Sports Shop, and you will too. Right on Delsey Drive, north in Glassboro. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. That's where you want to go. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. I love Bob. I miss his poems. Those poems were great about freedom and liberty, weren't they? And as a guy who loves the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and protecting my family, there is simply no other store for me than Bob's Little Sports Shop, Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's the AI issue as we continue along here on the show tonight. Thanks for being here. Kate May, June 20th. Make sure you join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to see you there. All right. We all want to see you there because we are in this together. We're in this together. I need to see you there. It's going to be fun. Happy birthday to my buddy Frank Troy. That's right. Haddonfield Commissioner just got reelected. One of my best pals. He and his wife, Debbie. Well, Debbie's fantastic. Frank's okay. But they're great people. Their daughter, Carly. And so, Frank, I hope you have a happy birthday. I'm happy that I won't be spending it with you today. But no, we'll see you soon and catch up. But seriously, happy birthday, pal. And congratulations on your big reelection. And as a commissioner in Haddonfield, we'll be doing something political. And also, he's a Navy vet. So in the fall, there's going to be this great gala coming up. And I'll tell you more about that as we get closer. But they asked me to be the MC of it. And I like doing that stuff because I love to help out, you know, with the veterans especially. And so I'm looking forward to that. It's the Patriot Fund Stars and Stripes Gala at the Union League on October 17th, 2025. So I'll be doing that. A bunch of audio to get to before we get out of here tonight and turn it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. By the way, programming note, tomorrow I'll be filling in for Jimmy Failla on his show. Not doing my show, however, and tentatively doing Fox News, although it is tentative and up in the air, and this has been the nature of the news cycle lately, so who knows. But either way, Michael Pelka will be in with you tomorrow afternoon, and then I'll be back on Friday, but you'll still hear me on Fox Across America tomorrow at 7 o'clock right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG. So it's basically like I'm going to be here, but not be here. So, or as that one jerk said on social media who was trying to mock me, he does every show but his own. Aha. Kind of true. That's why it was funny. He's still a jerk. J.D. Vance, I got to play this clip, called An Intellectual Jokes. He did not entirely appreciate being called an intellectual while attending a swanky event in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday night. It was hosted by American Compass, a conservative think tank whose founder, Orrin Cass, interviewed the vice president at the Black Tie event. He's an economist, and he said, you are someone who is an intellectual first, was, I should say. You were writing for National Review. Cut number 11.
There are politicians out there who are, they've just been politicians. But you are someone who was an intellectual first. Some people don't like the word intellectual, but I mean it in the good sense of the term. You were writing for National Review. You were at the bar late at night arguing about and helping shape these ideas that you are now.
I come here for free and you insult.
Miss that one, Brother Censors. Did you
get it?
That's
fair. I will admit that I too wrote for National Review.
He talked about how, look, you know, normal people who work hard and play by the rules and have a good life, and that's what we need and that's what we want. We want them to be able to succeed. And this is what I've been saying all week. Has been kind of the theme of why young men hate the Democrat Party and why they're going to the Republicans now, because the Democrat Party says you can't succeed. You can't succeed without us. You need government. And then the Republican Party says you can succeed. And Trump is the poster child of that. Alpha, billionaire, playboy, hot wife. You know, he's got the money. He's got the success. And the Democrats hate him for that. And there are young men out there who want to be just like him one day, be just as successful. And so this is why young people are, as Nate Silver pointed out, I mean, the young men don't want to be risk averse. The Democrat Party is built entirely around risk aversion. But our country is not. Our country is built on taking risks. Look, I'm a big believer in taking risks. You know, when I got into talk radio, I was told I would never make it. I couldn't make it. Radio was dying. I wasn't good. I heard it all. And it took years and years of sweat equity, literally from 2009 until I got my first contract in 2014, which was a full-time contract. I had a contract in 2013 that was a part-time contract. And I would get paid $50 a show back in those days. So I would do a whole radio show, Saturday nights, Sunday nights, fill in work, whatever they need. I never said no. Gave up vacations. Or if I was on vacation, I would leave vacation to go do the show. That was my philosophy. I would not say no. It's the same philosophy I have now with Fox News. It's the exact same philosophy. If they ask me, I'm saying yes. I will find a way to make it work no matter what. And there's been sacrifices for that. There were sacrifices back then. I mean, I remember an opportunity to fill in on another radio station. We were up in Rhode Island at the beach, and I didn't have a car, so my wife needed a car. I took a train. It was a 7-hour train ride to get back to do that radio show and then get back. But that's what you do. You work hard and achieve something in life, and then there's going to be all kinds of people that stand in your way and say you can't. You're not going to make it. You're not going to succeed. Always. And my philosophy has always been, don't tell me I can't do it. Don't tell me I can't do it. I'll prove you wrong. I can do it. I will find a way. And I believe that. And I believe that you set your mind up for success that way. I really do. I think your subconscious mind finds a way for things to work out. And it's strange how things happen. You know, when I made the decision in 2008, it was August of 2008. It was July of 2008. My wife and I were on vacation in Cape May, of all places. Cape May, New Jersey, where I decided I wanted to be a talk show host. And there was this New York Times profile piece on Rush Limbaugh. And I read it and I said, this is what I want to do. I want to be a talk show host. I want to host a radio show. And I had no idea how to do it. I didn't know how to break into the business. I had literally no idea. Wrote a book called The 7 Principles of Public Speaking, shameless plug. It was quoted in the New York Times on a piece, and a radio talk show host in Philadelphia on talk radio, on The Big Talker, 1210 WPHD, The Big Talker, named Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli, saw that book, saw that quote, had his producer Clinton Petty invite me on the show. And Maz and I, who had known each other in high school and college, but had lost touch, reconnected. And I went from having no idea how to break into the business to somehow an old buddy from a different life coming back into my life to literally show me the way in and open the door for me with Ed Palladino, the program director at the time, who told me I would never make it in talk radio. And then there were all the years of doing the show, 4-hour show on Saturday nights or Sunday nights or whatever, Christmas, the day after Christmas, December 26th, whatever. Get $50. And that's after years of not getting paid at all. I went 2 years without getting paid anything. Like, I don't get paid now when I go on Fox. I get asked to do a Fox show. I don't get paid. I do it. That's it. And for years in radio, that's the way it was. I would just say yes. And then eventually they said, we're going to start paying you $50 a show. That went on for years. And then eventually I had my first contract, which was a part-time gig, because 6 to 9 back then, as you remember, we saw the Phillies on back then. So half the year I was off the air. So I got a very small salary. Not that I have a big one now, but I mean, it was very small back then. And then in 2014, I got my full-time gig is when I was named Afternoon Drive host. And it's all designed because they want you to not try. But I always say, I'm going to go for it in life. And that's why I'm hatching up new ideas and new schemes. And as I share those ideas and schemes with people, and people tell me I can't do it, or won't succeed, or I'll never make it, or it'll never happen or something, I just don't listen to them. I don't, because I wouldn't be here if I did. That's the reality. You know, Bridget always believed in me, and she said to me at one point, you're doing this. And then it was fun back then. You know, we would go, we'd stay, like make a weekend out of it. I remember I did a Thanksgiving show. So we went, we didn't have kids back then, so we went and had Thanksgiving dinner, and then I went and did the radio show. You couldn't pay me to work on Thanksgiving now. But anyway, but I'm joking. I mean, that's my day. Everybody takes off now. But back then, that's what you do. It's how you get there. And so if I'm this Thanksgiving, if they ask me to go on Fox News, I'm going to do it. My point is, you don't say no and you don't phone it in ever. I mean, I do the show from home, but I'm not phoning it in. You know what that means, phoning it in. I mean, you don't really try anymore. You don't put your, you don't bring your A game. You can't do that in life. But there are people that do not want you to succeed. There are people who are jealous of your success, and there are people that just don't believe in the model of success. So they point out all the reasons why it can't work. If your mind is in tune with negativity, then you will get negative results. If your mind believes I'm going to succeed, period, somehow, and I don't know how, doors open up, things fall in place, things align. I don't know how it all works. Maybe it's the hand of God. Maybe it's your subconscious mind's programming. Maybe it was we're all in the Matrix and somebody's friggin' playing a game. I don't know. But all I know is what I have found in my life is that that's how it works. You know, you have a burning desire to get on Fox News, and then you reconnect with your friend Dana Perino at a Fox News thing. And the next thing you know, the next day, her producer reaches out to you and says, Dana would like you to come on the show. And you meet Jimmy Fallon, you become friends. Next thing you know, he's got a big Saturday night show and he invites you on the show. It's just, I don't know how it works. I just know you just go for it in life. It doesn't mean you'll succeed. But I know that if you believe you won't, you 100% won't. That I know. I know that. I can guarantee you won't succeed. If you believe you can't, you won't. If you believe you can, I am a firm believer. Me personally, I believe you will succeed. I really do. I believe that. With all my heart, you may not succeed at first. And I think many times people give up before they succeed. And there were times when I almost did, as I was doing radio, there were many times when I almost just said, you know what? I'm done, because I remember at the time an executive at CBS Radio back then saying to me, you know, you've been doing this 3 years now and there's no guarantee. And I said, I know, but if I went to law school, it would take 3 years. He said, yeah, but then you have a law degree. And I said, well, yeah, but there's no guarantee I'd get a job. I mean, I said, you could look at it however you want. I said, for me, I know one day you're going to be handing me a contract. And I just never allowed doubt to enter my mind. And that is what I instill in my children. And that's what I instill in anyone who ever asks me about it in life. You be smart. You make sure you make good choices and you make sure you make smart decisions. But you don't give up and you cannot allow the notion of failure to enter the game. Because the minute you do, your mind subconsciously starts setting you up for failure. I really do believe that. And I think that the Democrat Party is built on this doom and gloom notion today that says you can't succeed, you can't make it. So people who buy into that tend to be very negative and then they become neurotic. And as we said yesterday on the show, then you become depressed and you become stressful. And because the other thing is, too, is the stress releases cortisol, which is a hormone that causes all kinds of very bad physiological problems to your body, And there's real, now they can do, you know, brain scans and show people that are optimistic and how the brain changes when it's optimistic versus pessimistic. And there's new studies now around people's energy and aura in terms of the confidence they project. And it's not hokey, like, it's not nonsense, the stuff of, you know, they used to, like, I remember when Trump came on the scene, they mocked the fact that he used to read The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, but he was right. And now there's science to actually back up the notion of what he wrote about many, many years ago before they had the ability to quantify all this, but they just dismissed it as, you know, hokey nonsense. Anyway, here's J.D. Vance and what he had to say about normal people. Cut 12.
I just want normal people who work hard and play by the rules to have a good life. And I think that was very, very possible in the United States of America that I was growing up in. But you started to see some signs that it was fraying. And I think it got a lot worse over the course of the 90s and 2000s. And that has got to change. And I think that's fundamentally why Donald Trump is the president of the United States, is because he was the first mainstream American politician to come along and say, this isn't working. These trade deals are not working for the normal people who power our economy. Our policies have not been productive either in the economic, national security, or diplomatic space. So it's complicated. The answer to your question is complicated. Summarizing it is necessarily very hard. But I think the best way to summarize it is we just want normal people to have a good life.
Yeah, it's not that complicated. Have a good life and break down the barriers that stop people from being able to succeed. That's what I want. I want the government to knock down barriers to success. A big part of those barriers are financial, regulatory, paperwork. I mean, just the fact alone of how hard and difficult we make things on small businesses and how difficult we make it on people to be able to hire people. I mean, there's so many roadblocks out there. I genuinely believe this president is determined to identify them and knock them down, because he's a guy that absolutely 100% knows what those roadblocks are and had to overcome them to succeed. And he wants to make sure that those roadblocks are taken down for you. No doubt about that. Paul sent me an email. He said, Rich, good they caught those two smuggling the fungus into the United States, but I bet money to say the stuff has already been brought in, so it's a waste of time. So is it time we retaliate by suing China in an American court for deliberately spreading COVID? We can then seize all their holdings here, which allows us. I don't know the answer to your question, but Paul, in terms of how that would all work, I do know that China holds a lot of our debt, though, which is obviously something that we're cognizant of. In fact, if they ever tried to call the note on that, so to speak. And Snow Bunny Gal says, well, Rich, I personally am glad you succeeded and worked hard. I've learned more about politics from you than any other expert, hands down. Hashtag Zeoli Army. Well, that's very, very sweet. Thank you very much for that. Excellent stuff. All right, quick break. We'll come back. Daniel Turner just sent me a text to DeSantis. I guess he got threatened by somebody today. I'm going to share that with you, and then we'll play it for everybody to ask. How's that sound? Good? Do that. All right, great stuff. All right, we're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Daniel Turner, Power of the Future, Executive Director and Founder. My man, what's going on?
Rich, it's great to be on your program. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you sent me a text a little while ago and asked me to retweet something, and I'm happy to do it. The only problem I had is that you said I hate to ask. What are we, not boys? Come on.
Well, I know, but I mean, you're a famous individual now, and people want your time and your influence, and I hate to impose, but I thought it was a big deal, and that's why I did ask, and so I'm grateful.
All right, well, so I'm going to play the audio. Should I play the audio? You want to set it up first?
Sure. No, play the audio.
All right, let's take a look. Who is this guy speaking right now?
This is Congressman Kassar from, I believe, the state of Texas. Very, very progressive leftist congressman.
And you were testifying today on Capitol Hill?
Yes, sir.
On the subject of energy, I'm guessing?
Exactly. On the energy and these green groups that have stolen hundreds of millions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars from the taxpayers.
Excellent. All right, let's take a listen.
The gentleman
goes around, comes around.
The gentleman's time has expired.
Chairwoman, okay.
I now recognize Mr. Jack from Georgia for
Chairwoman,
5 minutes.
I just want to make clear
thank you,
that
Madam
what goes
Sarah,
around can come around.
Thank you, Madam.
I apologize for the rare point of order. I wasn't able to ask Mr. Kassar before he ran out the room, but he was looking at the witnesses talking about a murderer and said, what goes around comes around. And I don't know what that comment meant. I don't have the luxury of Capitol Hill police to protect me. In the climate space, we get a lot of death threats. We got a lot of hate. The climate environmental groups are the original violence. I just don't know what goes around comes around.
Mr. Turner, we'll address you feeling threatened as soon as the hearing has ended. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yep. The gentleman.
Did they address it with you, Daniel Turner?
I spoke with the chairwoman after the meeting was over, but that set me absolutely off, Rich. We live in a time right now that Democrat operatives, leftist operatives, they firebombed your governor's mansion in Pennsylvania for the crime of being a Jew. Right. They have tried to assassinate President Trump twice. They firebombed a fertility clinic in Los Angeles not very long ago. How many Tesla dealerships have had to deal with outrageous violence? Conservative politicians, conservative pundits, conservative podcasters have been doxxed, where SWAT teams are sent to their house in the dead of night. And so to have a congressman point at me talking about a mass murderer and say what comes around goes around, you know, I kind of feel a little bit threatened by that. And I don't care that he's a congressman. I don't think we should talk like that to our political enemies. I paid him an awful lot of respect, and I think he owes me an apology.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel Turner. And these people know exactly what they're doing, my man. They really do. He's the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Justin just told me. Thank you. And let me see if I can pull this up real quick. His district covers San Antonio and parts of eastern Austin. The chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. They know exactly what they're doing, Daniel, when they say this stuff.
Absolutely, they do. And this type of intimidation is kind of common now on the left because they can't win in the world of ideas. They can't win by swaying people to their side. they can't move voters to vote for them. So the only thing they can do is absolutely silence their opposition. And I think that's just absolutely insane that you have to threaten your political enemies because no one believes the crap that you're spewing to the American people.
I got to run, buddy, but thank you for joining us. And follow Daniel Turner at Daniel Turner PTF, Power of the Future. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Rich.
You bet.
God bless you.
All right, have a great night. Enjoy the show. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. And then tune in tomorrow for me filling in for Jimmy. And I'll be back with you for a full show Friday. Stump Brain Michael Pelka will take you home tomorrow. In the meantime, keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.